The annual exercises mobilize around 10,000 South Korean and 8,000 U.S. troops to conduct land, sea, and air maneuvers. They also utilize computer-simulated conflict scenarios that involve responding to attacks and incursions from the north. U.S. Rear Admiral Lisa Franchetti says these are defensive drills only, designed to enhance U.S. and South Korean operational proficiency.
Our goal is to be able to work together to deter any type of activity by North Korea and, if necessary, to defend the Republic of Korea.
Pyongyang has protested these drills as provocative rehearsals for a possible invasion. In response, North Korea, as it had during past drills, conducted missile launches on two occasions. While these exercises may increase tensions in the region, Daniel Pinkston, a North Korea analyst with the International Crisis Group, says they actually keep the peace by projecting military strength.
The instrument for resolving political disputes, both internally in Pyongyang and externally, is force. So if they see a weakness, they will exploit that weakness.
Still, there is always the possibility that something unexpected could trigger armed conflict when opposing armies are practicing for war. Pinkston says he is most concerned that North Korean operational commanders, who have been conditioned to believe the United States and South Korea are planning to invade the North, may misread the intent of the joint maneuvers.
Or it's interpreted incorrectly, or there's a local commander who is overzealous and sees an opportunity to respond, you know, shoot down an aircraft or fire at ships or something like that. That's what I'm most worried about.
What did not spark a wider conflict this year was the recent attack on the U.S. ambassador in Seoul by a South Korean radical nationalist. The ambassador was not seriously hurt, and the lone assailant is not believed to be connected to North Korea, even though Pyongyang called the attack a just punishment. That attack seemed to only increase South Korean support for the strong military alliance between Washington and Seoul. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.